This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, 7 minutes past 9 o'clock on your Wednesday night inside the Sound Museum. Time to welcome a very special guest, Mr. Peter Wilson.
Hello, boys.
Now, you would have heard Peter's track, so all over Joy. And just to refresh your memory...
Peter Wilson on Joy 94.9. Peter,
yes.
So good to have you back. And just going back through those tracks.
It's a bit of a memory time warp, isn't it?
You've done quite a bit.
Oh, I'm proud of all of those too.
You've just, because we've had like three albums from you so far, haven't we?
There's been three, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Been any highlights? Have you got, like, looking back through those tracks, any favourites?
Intoxicated is definitely a favourite. I love that. I think getting the song from Stock and Aitken was another highlight, working with Pete Hammond, Dave Ford, and everything. I think everything's a highlight, really. But I think Intoxicated, because that had been my first track in a long, long time that I'd done lead on.
Jono likes a line in that song, don't you, Jono?
The leather bit.
Hell yes. For leather.
Hell, yeah. For leather.
I want to go hell for leather.
Yeah.
So we've done... You've done three albums. You've worked with a whole bunch of people. Mm. What have you been doing over the last couple of months?
Well, I've been recording the fourth album, and I'm actually finishing it tomorrow. So that's been... We've been taking our time with it. Matt Pop's been doing the bulk of it. Pete Hammond's produced three tracks on there, and the remix of the new single. It's a great team in Norway called A2E. They've done four tracks. So, yeah, it's shaping up. I'm really proud.
Because you very much like this pop sound, don't you? You're not trying to break any new ground rules with your music. You're just trying to sort of go for the pop sound. So some of the people that you've worked with...
They're legends in their field, like Pete Hammond. He's, you know, you can't argue. He's mixed so many different number one tracks. He's had Billboard hits, and he was the main mixer of Stock Aitken and Waterman in the 80s. And it's funny, you get people that say, oh, you should record this. You should sound this way. You should appeal to this. And I just go crazy. I do the music I love doing. I always have done, and I'm not going to change it. I love the music I make.
Now, someone you've worked with recently is A2E from Norway.
From Norway.
How'd you come about working with him?
Well, the day I was actually in England, the day the Laser Light album came out, I'd received an email with the tracks saying, you know, would you like to do them? Or it was actually just the one track. And I thought, okay, we get a few tracks here and there. And I listened to it. And I was actually in the studio of the offices of the label on the day. And we put it on and we just... amazed by it. We loved it so much. And I said, right, we have to have it. And label's like, play it cool. It's cool. It's okay. We'll be okay. But then we finally got in touch with the guys. We ended up doing a deal for two tracks, and now we've done four. So they're amazing.
You write a lot of your own songs, don't you? Collaborating with other people?
On this one, with the guys from Norway, we've written two together, and they've written two that they've written, which they submitted to me. Pete Hammond, we've written a track together for this album, and then he wrote one along with a track that I'd written quite some time ago for somebody else. We turned that into a bit of a Princess from PWL type affair. Matt Pop and I have written a lot of it together as well, and it's all very, very classic pop. with 80s, of course, hints of the 80s, which I love, or more definite nods to 80s than hints, but it's very, very, very classic pop.
We love that. And the new album's called Pulsation, which is out
August. When I go back to England, it'll be out then.
Now, stick around, Peter. We're going to play the next single, which is called What Comes Around Goes Around.
What Goes Around Comes Around.
That's coming up next on Joy.
Hey, this is Peter Wilson, and you're listening to The Sound Museum with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9.
That is brand new for Peter Wilson. It's called What Goes Around Comes Around. You're inside The Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, and we're very lucky to have the man himself, Mr. Peter Wilson, in studio. Great sounding track.
Thank you.
Excellent production on that one.
I love that one. That's in there. You can see why I literally almost wanted to bash down the door for that song.
Now, that was written by the guys in Norway, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
So, you've got a new album coming out shortly.
Yep.
How many of the tracks did you write yourself? How many from other people?
I wrote 8 out of the 13. There's 13 tracks on there. I've written 8. And so, Pete Hammond wrote 1 for me. I've co-written with him as well. And the guys that wrote that, we wrote 2 together. And I've written 4 with Matt Pop. Love Matt Pop. I will always work with Matt. No matter what I do, he's great.
Now, let's talk about your own songwriting for a minute. When you write a song, do you write from personal experience or experience of other things that have happened? Because, I mean, some of your songs are happy, and some of them are about being in love, and some of them about breakups, and some of them just downright bitchy. I mean, if you're writing about yourself, you could say that your life was a roller coaster.
Bitchy?
So.
Which ones are bitchy?
I'm thinking, but you know.
No, a lot of the time I'll write based on a lyric idea that will work. Occasionally, it'll be something that's based on something more personal, and there is a few things on this album, and actually, there's a track on the album called Unconditional that's based on, I wrote it about one of my closest friends, that we have a very unconditional friendship, and et cetera, et cetera, so I wanted to make it a bit special.
On the last album, you covered Endless Road, which you did as a duet with Sammy Paul. Mm. Any covers on the new album?
There is. I probably shouldn't say. There's one.
You don't have to give it away. Just
One that was a big hit in the UK in the 80s, not a Stock Aitken Waterman song. I know people might suspect as much, but no. And then another one would be an artist that's more, a group that was more famous in the 80s but still does some stuff now, and it's a recent song. It's more of an obscure track, so that's a cover as well.
Alright, now the single What Goes Around Comes Around is being added to the Joy playlist from tomorrow.
Thank you.
But if people want to get your music or find your music, or when's the single and album due out?
Single is out on Friday, so iTunes is available. If you want the for hard people who want hard copies, you can go to energizerecords.com. That's my label in the UK. They do high quality CDRs. And then the album will be out in the first couple of weeks of August, I think, because I'm heading there on the 20th. So it'll be out there by the time I've arrived, I think.
And you're on Twitter and Facebook?
You're on
Twitter, Peter Wilson HQ.
Thank you. I don't even know the address. It was set up for me by a friend.
And you're on Facebook as well, just Peter Wilson, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So people can follow you, like you, see what's going on. There's some great stuff coming out, and some awesome remixes on the single, which is out this Friday.
Oh, cool. Yeah. There's a guy, Argonaut, that did a remix. He does lots of DJ sets around Melbourne. And we've just written for Nikki French together, and they've accepted the track, so very happy.
Excellent. Always a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you for having both of you. Thank you all. Thank you for having me always.
No worries. And before you go, we must play a bit of a sneak peek from the new forthcoming album. Mm-hmm. This is an album track called Unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this track.
Well, the guys from Norway sent me the music, and I loved it. And I just wanted some big choruses, you know. I think we got there, and I wrote a track based on I wrote the lyrics based on a friend of mine, and it's actually one of the personal tracks.
Play
from
it,
the forthcoming album called Pulsation from Peter Wilson, that's coming out in August. Here is Unconditional on Joy. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.